Morning, Tamidim. I want to start off wishing a mazel tov for Yaakov Brody and his Hanachas Tvillin yesterday. Shabbat Shalom should continue to grow and steig in all areas. He's a source of nachas already. Continue to be a source of nachas to his parents, his yeshiva, his rabbeim, his classmates. Simchas and nachas forever. I'm going to be a bit brief. Two nights ago, coming home from yeshiva, I started feeling tremendous pain in my teeth. Didn't know what it was. A lot of pain. Took some Tylenol, took some Advil. Try to ease some of the pain. And in the morning I woke up, I realized that this pain is not just a regular pain. I have to go check it out. So yesterday, right after Shacharis, I got an emergency appointment with my dentist. The dentist checked it out. He told me I have to refer you to an endodontist and to an oral surgeon. So he explains that there's something with the root of the tooth, and it's not just a regular tooth. There's much more that needs to happen than just a regular dentist can do. So on the way back to yeshiva, I called an endodontist, and I got myself an appointment during Mincha. I wasn't here yesterday during Mincha. And I come to the endodontist, takes a look, takes some x-rays, gets the x-rays from the previous, and he tells me, not sure if the tooth can be saved, but I can definitely do a root canal. I can start a root canal to save you from the pain. So I asked him, doctor, what's a root canal? So he starts laughing. He says, you had two already. You had two root canals already. You ask me what a root canal is. But he explains to me as follows. He says that you have a tooth that had a filling in it. Now, if you eat too much candies, it could create a hole in your tooth. Now, not that we eat a lot of candies, but it could be from age. That also happens. That is, and then they have to put a filling to fill the tooth, that nothing should go into the teeth. Because he says when schmutz gets into the teeth, decay. They call it decay. It gets in and it could grow into the roots and it could affect the roots. And sometimes if that happens, we have to do a root canal. What it means is we have to put the root to sleep. We have to take care of the root and they fix it. They don't revive it, but they stop the pain. I don't want to bore you with the details of a root canal. But I chap the musser. I ask him, can you explain again what it is? He says, yes, it's true that there was a filling in your tooth. The filling is something that fills up a hole. But sometimes if it's not very well sealed, schmutz can still get into the tooth, decay can still get into the tooth, and if it gets in and it doesn't come out through brushing your teeth because it's blocked with that filling, then it could ruin the roots of your tooth. So he said, but there was a filling. I protected myself. He says, yes, it's true. But sometimes if it's not very well sealed, schmutz can still get in. And I thought about that overnight. What made me think about it so much? Just yesterday, I got a letter in my mailbox. The Talmud writes, Rabbi Tenenbaum, I'm not coming back to yeshiva anymore. Don't try to convince me to come back. And if you want to know what the reason is, because there are boys in my class that are using not nice words. Okay? I called the boy back into my office. I said, I appreciate the note that you wrote to me. I'm terribly pained that boys are using not such nice words. But you should understand that shouldn't be a reason why we don't come to yeshiva. We may have to seal ourselves a bit better. We're not trying to hide. Yes, I told the boys, you walk in the streets, you hear street people walking by and using words that are not nice. We don't use that. We create safeguards. We create a boundary, a shmira, that we shouldn't use those words. Because it's not us. If we're not well sealed, we allow schmutz to come inside. Ultimately, it trickles in, but we don't even know it's in us. It could ruin our roots. It could hurt us terribly. Our job is to figure out how to be able to make sure that we are sealed from that world. The world of schmutz doesn't come into our world. So you're going to ask yourself, how can I protect my teeth from the world of schmutz? Now, if you don't eat, then there's no schmutz going to come into your teeth. But we have to eat. The teretz is, yes, we have to eat. Yes, we're living in a world where there is schmutz out there, where there are things out there that shouldn't be trickling into our closed parts. We have to safeguard ourselves. We have to protect ourselves to make sure. One second. Is this okay? Is this not okay? Is this decay? Is this something good for me or it's not good for me? How much time? Is it healthy? Is it not healthy? We have to ask ourselves these questions to make sure that whatever whatever we do, whatever we use, whatever we play with, that it's healthy and not going to cause our roots to be ruined. In this week's parasha, Vayavosa Yaakov Avadai, Ve'ovek Ish Imai Adonai Sashacha. In fact, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim and many others asked the question. Chazal tell us that the war between Yaakov and the Sarish of Esav wasn't a physical war. It happens to be it had to physically also. But they were fighting about Kedusha. It was Kedusha and a Tumah and the Kedusha they could fight. Sarish of Esav wanted to bring that Tumah into the world, into the Olam HaTorah, so that it trickles down and it affects the roots so that he does his job, Yitzhar does his job. Yaakov Avinu said, no, I'm not going to allow that. I'm going to seal it so well that no decay can come in from the ceiling. I'm going to protect myself so much. So if it was a fight between Kedusha, Tumah, and Kedusha, why did it start with Yaakov? Where was the Sarish of Esav? Where was the Yitzhara when it came to Avraham? Where was he when it came to Yitzchak? The powerful Avos that were the ones that brought the Olam should recognize, the world should recognize that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yishmanag Lebriya, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. A Yitzchak, a Heilige Yitzchak, who's able to withstand. Why didn't the Sarish Lesov try to affect them and only Yaakov? So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, that Avraham Avinu's Midah was the Midah of Chesed. He was outstanding in the Midah of Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu, his Avoida was Avoida Shebelev. Davening. Avoida, the Davening was his Avoida. Yaakov Avinu's Avoida was Avoida Shatar. The Torah was Yaakov Avinu's Torah. The Yitzhara said, you know what? I can deal with this big Baal Chesed. So it's a big Baal Chesed. Okay, I can keep him busy with so much Chesed that he should never have time to learn. The Avoida, somebody that's big in Tefillah, I can deal with the person that's big in Tefillah. I'm going to make him daven. I'm going to make him spend all his time davening. He's going to be so busy with davening that he won't have time to learn. And it's going to be a good excuse that I'm davening. I'm in the middle of davening. But the void of Yaakov, he couldn't fight. The void of someone that's sitting and learning, he couldn't stand. And he said, I have to fight that. The Baal Chesed, no problem. I can deal with him. The Baal Tefillah, I can deal with. But the Baal Torah, the Ben Torah, someone that sits and learns, I can't. So that's the one that I'm going to fight. I'm going to try to fight to see where I can stop him from learning. And it's Talmud Rabbi Chanan Wasserman of Zugestalt that the Gemara Taka says, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzahara. The remedy for the Yetzahara is Torah Tavlon. The medication is Torah. So since the medication is Torah, that's what they keep on fighting against. Yetzahara and Torah are at war. So how do we prevent the decay from coming in? How do we seal ourselves in a way? We don't allow that schmutz to come ruin the roots of our existence through Torah. You see the Samach Mem, the Yetzirah, the Alifus Sarah Shal Esav couldn't deal with Yaakov Avinu's Torah. He realized how Kaddish it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what I'm going to try to stop. And if that's what he's going to try to stop, we will show him, no, you won't be able to stop us from learning Torah. Because that's the existence, that's the roots of Klal Yisrael, the Torah that we learn. Yesterday I was asked a question. I'm out of town. Person asked a question. You have kids sometimes that have challenges in life. They have, whether it's a condition, whether it's ADD, ODD, anxiety, depression. There's so many different conditions that stop a person from learning. How would you tell someone that has some form of a diagnosis? If he has a diagnosis, how do you expect him to learn? How do you help them learn? How do you help them move forward? And the teretz is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down every person to this world with nisyonos, with challenges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us challenges. The challenges are not a stop sign to tell us, sorry, I can't move forward because I have a challenge. The challenge that we have is a yield sign. Yield with caution. Those of you soon are going to start driving, you're going to know that this is a triangle sign. It's a yield sign. That means that you could go, but you have to first check on all sides to make sure no other cars are coming. A stop sign means you have to stop. You can't move forward. You have to check, and then you go. But a yield sign, you could go, but be more careful. If someone is challenged with an assignment, whether it's called attention deficit, it's called anxiety, whatever it's called, that doesn't stop a person to say, I can't move forward. That means yield. Understand that I may be challenged, just may be in the science. What could this challenge do to me? I'm impulsive by nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me something that's called impulsivity, which is one of the symptoms of some of these diagnoses. So one second, I'm going out for recess. Let me understand myself. I have a need of being impulsive. What do I need to be aware of to protect me from the Nisayan that I have? Also, one second, it's snowing outside. Ooh, okay. If it's snowing outside, I'm going to see that mountain of snow. My impulsivity will kick in and say, you know what, let me gather some snow and throw it at someone else. So if you think for a second, you yield. You're stopping for a second and think, okay, I know that I'm impulsive. I know that there's snow out there. I'm going to go out and I'm not going to go onto the snow because I'm afraid that I might throw snow. That's yielding with caution. That's taking care of your nisayon that you're faced with. It's not a stop sign. I can't control myself. I had to throw the snow because I'm impulsive. No. It's something which you understand. It's a nisayon. Sometimes in class, I can't sit so long. I need a break. I'm actually in the process now of printing cards, exercise cards for things that boys can do while they're sitting in the class in their seats. When they feel their body needs that break, we're not saying, no, you don't need that break. But understand that the break that you need needs to be a healthy break, not that it should break you. If you just remove yourself from the class and walk the hallways, many other nisyonos that can happen that can affect the roots. So a break could be, yes, okay, there's some exercise that you can do in the class to help you with that break. I'm sorry, I have DD, Yaakov DD, Moshe DD, Zulich DD, all these DD, I'm sorry I have it. Baruch Hashem, and how much do we know? Yes, we have many, many boys that have the DDs. But it's not a stop sign. That doesn't let us move forward. It's yield with caution. This is my nisayon. I have this nisayon. I have that nisayon. Everybody understands the nisayon that they're faced with. And the idea is to know how to yield with caution, how to deal with that nisayon, how to overcome that nisayon. In spite of having that nisayon, we reach the highest level. I'll take a break, for sure, but a break that will help me out. I'll read that card, okay? If anyone feels they need that card, let me know. We'll put your name on the list, and as soon as you have a card, we'll give you a card with some exercises that you can do while you feel you need a break, while you feel you need that time. If you feel something is, we're here to support everybody. We're not here to crush that. Yet we want to make sure that it's not building decay. You're not falling through the cracks. There's nothing falling through the cracks. No Talmud should ever have to fall through the cracks. We want the roots to be strong, to stay strong. Stay be Kedusha. Understand the nisyonos of life and understand that any nisyon, any challenge that we're faced with is not a stop sign. It's not a hope. You can't move forward. Just the opposite. I could move forward with caution. I have to understand what the nisyon is, how to overcome the nisyon, and what to do to stay strong, and we should all have refuah.